This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and here's a happy camper.
This is Ken Goronsky, chairman of the Madison County Young Republicans in beautiful Huntsville, Alabama. Myself, along with 12 others of our membership, is headed up to Washington, D.C. to see the 58th inauguration of our 45th President, Donald Trump. And we are looking forward to the inauguration and the events, as well as the swearing-in ceremony, where it's the peaceful transition of power.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans, some actual campers, are flocking to our nation's capital for the inauguration. Some will be marching in protest on Saturday. But for Blake Roderick from Pittsfield, Illinois, Friday is going to be a great day to welcome Donald number 45 Trump into the White House.
Well, it's my birthday. It's my 60th birthday. My wife is going to throw me a nice little party and a parade.
Blake's birthday is always on Inauguration Day, and some years he gets a present, and in others it's a disappointment.
Being born on the second inauguration of Dwight David Eisenhower, this has been something I've been wanting to do a good part of my life every 4 years, and this is my first chance to get to do this, and it's an exciting day to be part of American history.
Did you vote for Donald Trump in the election?
I did vote for Donald Trump in the election.
And did you expect him to win?
You know what? The night of the election, I went to bed not knowing what the outcome would be, but was happy that with the turnout as it was. Of course, I went to bed in the 10th inning of the Cubs-Indian game, too, the last game, and hoped that the Cubs would win. So it was a good month.
So you went to bed and the entire world changed.
It changed, yes. The outlook for the world did change, but it was going to change no matter what.
How good of a camper do you have to be to make this journey from Illinois all the way to Washington, D.C.? And I gather you're planning for all kinds of weather?
I went out this morning and purchased ponchos, plastic ponchos, based upon the weather report that we've got coming in for Friday. It looks like a very good chance of rain, and we're going to be prepared, get our boots on and get our ponchos and some warm weather gear underneath, and we're ready to go.
To people who are coming to Washington to march in, I guess, opposition to some of the ideas that came out during the campaign, and maybe Americans around the country who are filled with anxiety about the next 4 years, what would you say to them to reassure them?
Get over it. You know, we go through this every 4 years. I know a big part of middle America was not enamored with Barack Obama going in 8 years ago. We go through this on a regular basis. I think we're all come together and we have leadership on both sides that are going to compromise and hopefully do what's best for this nation.
What do you think the message from Donald Trump should be on this day?
Well, I think that one of the big takeaways, excuse using your line, but is
we enthusiastically endorse you using the word the takeaway.
Okay, but I think that we need to come together as a people. It's been it was a very divisive election. From the primaries on, the Republicans were divided going through this whole thing, and I think they came together mostly in time for the election, and I think the American people need to come together and get behind our president and do what we need to do to make things right with America. Don't think that the current administration has heard our concerns, particularly dealing with a lot of the regulations that are out there, dealing with water regulations and I think some of the infrastructure issues have not been addressed. And I think this is a vote for change and maybe a little hope there, too.
Blake Roderick, have a great time at the inauguration. Don't get rained on. I hope you get a good seat and some good pictures.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Watch my Facebook. I'm sure we'll be posting them.
Blake Roderick is a Trump voter from Pittsfield, Illinois. He's heading to Washington, D.C. to celebrate not just his 60th birthday, but the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Stomping for the Trump man once again.